Well, we're talking about Sugya and Daf Nun Vov in Zvachim, and has other places this Sugya. The Iker is talking about the Kedusha of the areas around the Azora. If it has the same Kedusha of Azora, does it have Dinim like the Azora? And it's talking about rooms, Lishkos, that are attached to the Azora, that open up to the Azora, or windows that are in the wall of the Azora, and they're not mamish in the avir of the Azora. What kind of dinim do they have, or do they have dinim? So Gemara says, it starts in Nun Hei Omid Bezin, Zvachim, the last line. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, Ein Chayovin Mishum Tume. Mishum Tume means Bias Mikdosh, that a Tome is not allowed to go into the Machne Shechina, which starts by the Azora. Elo al oirech 187 al roichav 135. That means the midos of the Azora, the measurements of the Azora is 187 amos by 135 amos. It includes, that means once you go up from the Ezras Noshim, there's 15 malos, Shira malos, 15 malos, you go up the steps into the Shar Nikonor. Shar Nikonor brings you into that's the main Shar that go into the Azora. Azora is the parallel of the Chotzer or Almoit that was in the Mishkan. So we'll start from the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, there was a big Chotzer with Kloim around it. And in the middle of it, I mean, starting from the middle, from the half of this 100 Amos of the Chotzer, was the Oel Moed, which was the Heichol and the Kodesh HaKodoshim, the Menorah and the Ketores, the Mizbech HaKetores and the Aron. Now, this whole area is called the Azora in the Beis HaMikdash. Once we get out of we enter from Shar Nikonor into the Azora, so it's an open area with the Mizbeach there, and then the Kior, and then we have the building of the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Echol and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, with all kinds of toim around it. And the din is, you shecht kodshim davke in the Azora. If you shecht kodshim out of the Azora, that's called Shchut Echut, in the Chayv Kares. And Yeshecht in the Azora, Ola is in the Tzofon. There's a whole sugya we learned. If the whole Tzofon of the north side of the Azora were just near the Mizbech, the Ola is Tzofon. Ola, Kodshim Kodoshim is Tzofon. And Kodshim Kalim, you could be Makriv, Shochet in the whole area of the Azora. Now, you need to be Shochet when the Dalsos HaHechol are open. When the Dalsos HaHechol are closed, Shlomim Sheshochtam, the Dalsos HaHechol are closed, is possible. And that's a sugya by within itself. Then there's a Gemara that says in Daf Nun Hei Omid Beis that in order that to be machshir, the area around the Heichol, which is further up than the Mizbech, not in the open area of the Mizbech, but alongside the Heichol, so there we can't see the Deles of the Heichol, so they opened up a door to the Ulam, which is a room in front of the Echol, and Mandomar that says Kedushas Ulam is like a Echol. So they opened up a door from the back side, and because when you're Shochet there, the Korban, so you see the door, you see the Ulam is called Dalsus Echol Psuchim. That's all Sugyas and Afnun Heomid Beis and other areas. Now we're talking, where's Chayv Tumah? That means if a Tomei goes into the area that's called Machane Shechina, which starts from Iftar Shar Nikonor, the whole Azora, Ezra, the Azora of the Beis HaMikdosh, with the Echol, the whole area, is 187 al Rochav 135. So it's Chayev Mishum Bias Mikdosh, a Tomei that goes in there, is Chayev Chorus on Bias Mikdosh. It's Chayev Chatos of its Shegeg. Toni Tane Kamid Rav Nachman. Kolo Azora Oiso Kuf Pezayin al Rochav Kuf Lamedhei. Tana said it, that means he brought a brisa. Omar Lei, so Rav Nachman told him, Ochi Omar Li Abba. That's Pashtas, it's Rav. Told him, Kegoin Ze, that means in this area, Kuyanim Nichnosin Lashom, Voichlin Shom Kodshe Kodoshim. You could eat their Kodshe Kodoshim, because the din is a Kodesh Kodoshim. You have to eat Tavka, that, like a Mincho, or Shalmei Tzibor, that you could eat only in the Azora. You can't eat it in the whole Yerushalayim. Kodshim Kalim, that's a regular shlomim that you could eat in the whole Yerushalayim. If it goes out of the Chumash Yerushalayim, then it becomes posa'ot yoytze. Vaychlin Sham Kotchin Kadashim, this area of the Azor. The Shechtin Sham Kotchin Kalim, that's the area of Shchitas Kotchin Kalim. The Chayovin Mishum Tume. And if somebody goes in there, it's Chayav Mishum Tume. That means Kegoin Zeh, this whole area. Lemute Mait, Mashmi is coming to be Memait, because he's saying Kegoin Zeh, you could go in. He's specifying the Dafkin, this measurement is this area. So what's he coming to be Memait? Ile Melemute Chaloinus. Dlosos, Voivi Achoimo, Rashi says, Chaloinos, Oivi Chalala Chaloinos, Shebuchoimas Azor Soviv Mi Bifnim. Voivi Achoimo Broshole Malo, that there's a wall around Azor that gives us the boundaries of the Azor and had windows in it. If it had windows in it, so there's a width of the window which is as wide, that means the hollow area of the window. Or on top of the chomo that's around the Azora, so over there we would say that it's memait because that's out of this tchum. He's staying kuf lamedei on kuf pei zayin. So every area that's and that's the hollow part, the air, open air space of the Azora. But anything that's by the chomo that's already outside of this area, so that would be potter. So he says, if you're coming to say to be memait, the oivi achoyma and the chaloinos, so tnina chaloinos, oivi achoyma kelifnim. That's the sugi and psochim. We'll see soon that the chaloinos and the oivi achoyma, it says in the Mishnah, is kelifnim. It has all dinim like inside. So how could you be memait? So that's also kodesh bekedusha sazor. So over here already we could say the Tosfos and psochim and Tosfos and shvuas. Tosfos says the din is to be mekadesh the Azora when Shlomo HaMelech was mekadesh the Azora, or it says David was mekadesh, but Lamaisa for the kedusha basof they needed a mincha to be mekadesh it. It's a shaila which part David, which sug of kedusha David and Shlomo. Al kopanim when they were mekadesh the first base hamikdash the Azora, so it says that you need to do it with a mincha. That means you walk around with a mincha around the borders of the Azora, and that becomes kodesh. Also, there's a din, you could be moisif on the Azora. So then also, if you would be moisif on the Azora, you walk around with a mincha on the new boundaries, and that becomes inside kedushas Azora. So Tosfos talks, how was it kodesh, the Ovi Achoyma? If they could walk, they walk inside the Azora. But how was the Ovi Achoyma and the Chalonis kodesh? So Tosfos says in both areas, Bodikton Yochesh and Iskatra Oivi Achoimo, that Oivi Achoimo is Kodosh, Hakidush Oyotolei B'das Bezdin, the Vikidsho Shapir Oivi Achoimo Vachaloinus. So Tosfos says, the Oivi Achoimo, the Choimo on the top, or the Chaloinus, it's not possible to walk by them. So how could they be mekadesh with a mincha with walking around? So Tosfos says it's aldas bezdin, and the lashon of Tosfos in Shavuos Vod etnam beperikei tzatzolin achaloinos voivi achoimo kelifnim af al pi sheholchu mibifnim hoyo miskadesh kol ma shehoyo b'libom lekadesh deleyefshar leilech binyan acher. It's a little more clear, this lashon. He says that the even though you can't walk there, whatever they meant while they were mekadesh the etzem azora, the ikar azora, so when they were mechavent also that the chaloinos and the oivi achoimo should become kodosh, so it also becomes kodesh, because not efshar to walk around with a mincha in those hollow areas. So memele, we say it becomes kodesh because their kavona with the Azora was to be mekadesh that also. The oid, another third, the maskinon osam davke b'shove lekalka. The leshom oya efshar lahalik. The maskon and the gemara and psochim is that which parts are kodesh with the choyma sa Azora. It's the part that's shove, the top of it, where we're talking about the top should be kodesh, is level to the area of the Azora. So, and if it's higher, so not just if it's level. So Memele, if it's level, so the Bezin could walk on that Chuma also. Akoponim, from Tosfos we see that you needed a Kiddush. If Chalon is Voivi Achoyim or Kodosh, their Kodosh, Tosfos says Mefurish, because they were Mekadosh it. Either they were Mekadosh it just like the Azora by walking on it, or even without walking on it, areas that you can't walk, so also become Kodosh with the Kavona, that this Kiddusha should help also for those areas. In fact, the Tosfos Rosh adds on a few words. He says, Sharei lo yolcho etzel achoyma b'tzimtzum. That means, when you're walking around the Azora, the Etzem Azora, without the Chaloi Nesvoivi achoyma, when you're being Mekadosh it, so you're walking around the edges, doesn't mean that you squeeze yourself to the edge of the choyma and from inside, and each step you take is mamish on the stepping right next to the choyma. So it says, no, you're not mitzamtzim yourself to the edge of the choyma. It means you're walking in the area where people are rugged to walk inside. So memele, it's kodosh, the whole area where I'm mechavin to be mekadosh. So memele, Tosfos Rosh adds it on in Loshon HaTosfos. So memele, so when you have kavona also for areas that I can't walk on, so my walking next to them is also a kiddush ki'ilu, I walk there and it's also kodosh. Kopanim, what do we see? That chaloin is voivi achoyma, that the Gemara says is kodosh, and it's not different than the Azora, is because Bezdin was mekadosh. So then the Gemara says, so elo, so we have to find something the Gemara is memait by saying the midos of the Azora kegoin ze, it's kodosh, so we have to find what is it memait. So that the Gemara says, elo lumut elo shochis. That there's lishkos, means rooms that are alongside the choyma of the Azora, and you walk in either from the Azora or you walk in from the other side. So it says that if it's bnuyos b'choil upsuchis lakodesh, it's built, the area where it is really chol, it's not kodesh b'kedushas Azora, but it has a door to the Azora, so we go lefi the door upsuchis lakodesh. So what nanas toichon kodesh? So the inside is kodesh, and pashtus kodesh means kodesh like the Azora. So you can't be memaite. The Gemara says it's midrabbanan. At the end we'll see that it's havamin. It's only kodesh midrabbanan. Be'etzem, it's not kodesh. And this is what kegoin says memaite, that lishkos like this is not kodesh b'kedushas Azora. So the Gemara says with the raisa loy, those lishochos are not kodesh midraisa v'atanye. Lishochos bnuyos b'choil upsuchos lakodesh minayin shakonim ichnosin lishom v'ichlin shom kodesh kodoshim shiorim mincho Talmud loyma b'chatzar oyel moed yichluach ha-toyro ribso chatzir yisabe etzal achilo achas. So you see from b'chatzar oyel moed that the Torah was marbe achilo in other chatzeros, which means lishochos that are open to the Azora. So you see that it midoraisa as kedushas Azora. So it's also not memait that omarov l'achilo shayni. That means l'achila, it's taka, you could eat there just like you could eat in the Azora, but l'gabi tuma, it doesn't have kedushas Azora. So Gemara is l'gabi tuma loy v'atanya l'shoch z'abnuyis l'chol b'tzuchas l'kodesh k'anim m'chnosin l'shom v'ich l'shom kodesh k'dosh m'ein shechtin l'shom kodesh k'alim v'chayovin m'shum tuma. You could eat kodesh k'dosh, you can't shech kodesh k'alim because that you need lifnei Hashem, it doesn't help that it should be in the lishka, it has to be in front in the Azora. But chayavim mishum tumah, because it has kedushas Azora. So you see that it also has kedushas Azora, and not only achila. So Gemara says lav amris ein shechtin. You said that ein shechtin kochim kalim. So already you say that it's not the same thing like the Azora. So toni nami ein chayavim. That's not chayav mishum tumah. So what does it mean? That's not the Azora. It doesn't have a shem Azora. Just it has a shem of chotz or oil moed for achila, it's enough. Bishloim ein shechtin bina keneged haPesach v'leket. Now I understand why it says ein shechtin, because you need keneged haPesach. So even though that we had psukim and unhei on the base on top, that it's marbe on the sides and everything, but that is marbe because it's in the Azora. It's also what called lifnei Hashem. But here it's in the lishko. So we say it's not keneged haPesach. It's less. Elo ein chayovin amai, why is not chayv on tumah? V'litayim ichein shechtim le'askino dike shchite keneged haPesach, dilekel amayitztrich, that you're shechting in the lishko, but it's keneged haPesach, and you see the Pesach. So So and for and that's why we need to be mamayit that ain't shechti, because if it wasn't connected to Pesach, we don't have to say it. So Mamed, we're talking connected to Pesach, and we're saying that it's not a good shechita. Elo afal gav de koshochit connected to Pesach, toni ain't shechti mishum delay kodesh, toni nami ain't chayovin, that it's not chayv mishum tume, even though that it has some dinim that like the Azor that you could eat. Vlachila loy bina connected to Pesach, votani rabbi yosi brabide moshnei pish pishinoi bebesach halifos. We said that there was Shnei Pishpish in Besach Halifus, means that in front of the Heichal there was a ulam, a big room, and on this, and that was the same size like the Heichal, coming straight out from the Heichal. Then on its sides, on the right and on the left, there was an extra room, like sticking out, jutting out from the sides, and behind it there was also an open area of Chotzer. And kedei teshech behind that, that means alongside the wall of the ulam and the eichol, which wouldn't be keneged Pesach el moed, they had shnei pishmishim, which means two extra doors there, which the Gemara before said in Unheil Medbeis. Rashi says it wasn't for going in and out. Tosva says it was for going in and out. Kobanim was a Pesach to the ulam, which has kedushas eichol, and was machshir to bishech kochim kali. So you see that. And it says k'dei lachshir lachilas kodshei kodoshim l'shchitas kodshim kalim, also for shchita and also for achila of kodshei kodoshim. So you see that kodshei kodoshim needed the pishpish, needed to be k'neged ha-pesach. So why did you say before that achila doesn't need k'neged ha-pesach? Omar avin esomi mikan achila. That doesn't say achila. That means achila b'emes does not need k'neged ha-pesach. Shchita needs connected to Pesach. V'ksiv baslos habosor Pesach ho'el moed v'shom toich lo'e, so you need bosor to eat Pesach ho'el moed. So Gemara says, Kod shishor shani, we don't learn out from the miluim. Akoponim, what's the maskon of the Gemara? That the loshoches abnuyes b'choil u'psuches la'koidesh, they have a din kedusha just legabi achilas kod shekodoshim. Legabi tuma na'at, whoever goes in is not chayv betuma, and you can't be shechet kodshim kalim over there. So the Gemara says that Kol Azor is a kuf bezayin al roichav kuf lamedei. Kigoin ze is what? Only in the shetach of the Azora is kranim mechnosim boichlin kodshe kadoshim shechtin kodshim kalim and chayovin mishum tuma. But in the leshoches abnuyas bachol psuches lakodesh not chaloin is vobi achoimo do have a din of the Azora. That the Gemara said before. In the Pirusha Mishnah is La Rambam in Psochim. In Psochim is this Mishnah. The Mishnah that says, "Achalon is voivy achoyma kilifnim," and then Omra Avida Omra bechein letfila. That we're talking about tefila to be metzare for a minion, that a chelik of the people are in the Achalon is voivy achoyma, we'll say, and the chelik are in the main room of the shul, and you need to be mitzar of them to become 10 together. So we say that it's totally in this din. If chalon is vevi achoyim akilifnim, so it's mitzar of, and it becomes part of the inside. And the Rambam in Pirusha Mishnais adds on that the din of kilifnim or kilachut is also in another din. Here he says, Kodshe HaKadoshim Eino Necholin Elo Ba'azor Bilvad V'Kodshim Kalim B'Cholo Ir V'HaPesach B'Chabur Osoi Bilvad Ki Hashem Tzivo B'Bais Echod Yochel Lo Yisoi Tzimin HaBais. That the din of Korban Pesach is to eat in one place. That means if the whole Chabura moves, they could move to another place. If Rav Chabura stays in one place, a Miut can't go to another place and eat it. That's called Lo Yisoi Tzimin HaBais Min HaBosor Chutzo. And there's dinim of, Rambam says it has the gdorim, just like we said, legabi azora and legabi tefila, legabi kodshim. So the same gdorim have legabi eating a chabura of korban pesach. Ve'elu agdorim shenosan miktoson kelifnim miktoson kelachut koilelim shloisha prokim. Tzolemo azora, va'medino, ve'chabura sa pesach. Va Hashem Omar Ubosor Basor de Treifa. We learn out from Bosor Basor de Treifa that called Bosor. Shiyotzo, chutz lemchitzosoi, bosor, basode, each bosor with its dinim, what's called inside and what's called basode, so if it goes out basode, it's called a treifa. So bosor of Korban Pesach that went out chutz from the mokem achabura, chutzo, is called a treifa, it's nesar bachila. Fichok, shiyotzi odo mi bosor kodshi akudoshim chutz lazoro, oiklu mi bosor kodshim kalim chutz lirushalayim, Oiklu mi bosor ha-pesach chutz la-bayis nesar oisei ha-bosor shiyotzo bosor ba-achile. So the Rambam adds on to this din of the Mishnah. The Mishnah Pashtus is talking about any kochi. The Rambam adds on that it's talking also legabe ha-chaburas korban pesach. So the shaila is by when we're talking about Kodshim, we're talking about Chaloi Nesvoi V'Yachoymo, as we brought from Tosfos, so we say that the Chaloi Nesvoi V'Yachoymo is also Kodesh B'Kedushas Hazara, because just like they were Mekadesh V'Hazara, they were Mekadesh that also. When you're talking about a shul, we're not talking about being Mekadesh a room. We have to know, are the 10 people in one place or not? And when we're talking about Korban Pesach, you choose a room, you go to any place you want, as long as it's not a second floor, which is a shiloh by itself. We won't go into that this minute about gagin valiyos. There's another inyan. We talked about chaloi nesvoi v'yachoyma. We talked about the azorah and about lishkos bnuyos b'choy l'psuchos l'kodesh. But there's another thing that's called gagin valiyos. Maybe we'll get to that also a little bit. So we're talking about chaburos korban pesach, that you chose a place to eat. This place where you eat, you don't take out the bosor min ha-pesach chutzo, that means a mute. Or one person from the Chabura cannot take out the Korban Pesach. And in fact, it's like to mention that the Gemara Pesachim says, because it says Hoitzi, so it has to be Hoitzoy like Shabbos. Akira Va'anocha. You're not Chayah on the love of Loisoitzi unless you pick it up and you put it down just like by Shabbos. So if we're not talking about Kedusha being Mekadesh area, just a random place where you chose to eat the Korban Pesach, and you have to know what's called inside and what's called outside. So when we were talking about the Azorah, we understood it was Kodosh, it wasn't Kodosh. Does the Kedusha of the Azorah help for here also? But when we're talking Lefi the Rambam about areas that are Chol, so what are we talking about? What's the Yisod of it? What's the Svara of saying inside or outside? So you see from here, from the Rambam, that the Noseh, the idea here is what's called, when you have two areas, when is it called one place, and when are two areas called two places? So if we're talking about a shul and it has a room next to it, or chaloi nesvoi v'yachoyma, so we say if it's called one place, so all the 10 people are in one place. If it's called two places, so they're not in one place. It's not called 10 people together. If we're talking about Chaburas Korban Pesach, and we'll divide and we'll say it's two places, so you took it out. It's not in the same place. It was Hoitzi min ha-bayis chutzo. So there was two deis in this. Reb Moshe Soloveitchik said, that's the brother of the Brisker Rav, said that the reason that chaloi nesvoi v'yachoyma, and he's talking in the Rambam, because we already brought Tosfos that he said that chaloi nesvoi v'yachoyma was niskadish b'kedushas besdin. But he says in the Rambam, since the Rambam says that the same idea goes legabi chaburas korban pesach, so the pshat is the Rambam learned not that they had to be mekadish chaloi nesvoi v'yachoyma. Anything that's called one place is memele kodesh. If you say you're mekadish da azora, so if chaloi nesvoi v'yachoyma are considered one place with the Azorah, so memele the kedusha of the Azorah, your mekadesh, the whole area, the whole mokum. So the mokum is nispashet; it's part of the mokum that you are mekadesh, and it's also kodesh, which is a very big kedush. Even Tosfos didn't say it. Tosfos just said two malachim. That bezdin is mekadesh, but to say that it was without kavana, just bestomet becomes kodesh. That's a kedush in the Rambam. And Yazariah, he has arrived from the Gemara and Makkos. The Gemara and Makkos says, the Gabe Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni, you could only eat in Yerushalayim. Now the shaila is, if you have a tree that's outside of Yerushalayim, but its branches go inside, or the opposite, branches out, the tree is inside and it goes outside. So over there it says that keneged achoyma velifnim is kilifnim, keneged achoyma velachutz is kilachutz. Over there it says in the Gemara Makas Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph that the branches that are inside Yerushalayim, you could sit in the branches and eat maaser sheni. In fact, we don't even have to have that case of a tree that's half inside, half outside. We'll talk about a tree in Yerushalayim. Al Koponim, it says that you could sit in the middle of a tree and eat maaser sheni. So Tosfos asks that we have a klal in Psochim, Daf Peivov, which we didn't read yet in the sugya, that Gagin Va'aliyos lo niskadshu. And we're talking about Gagin Va'aliyos, and some say it's also in Yerushalayim, that Gagin of Yerushalayim, a roof on top of a house, or Aliyos, a second floor, is lo niskadshu. So Tosfos asks, how did you eat Maaser Sheni? In the Avir of Yerushalayim, in the branches, but Gagin v'Aliyos lo niskadshu. So Tosfos answers two terutzim. Ilan shulifnim mikneged achoyim ulifnim kelifnim teima b'shili keitzad tzoylin amrinon gagus lo niskadshu. Vimkein. If Gagin lo niskadshu, so branches of a tree is also not kodesh. V'yeshloim ademay rishanof of muotin shein ben albo deloy chashivi v'avikilo imedes ba'avir keneged akarka. Tosfos says if it's not a lot of branches, it's not thick, so memele doesn't have dalet. Amokim choshuv l'gabe Shabbos and other things is dalet tfochim on dalet tfochim. Less than that is not amokim choshuv. So he says, if it's shein ben arbo, it's not choshuv, and it's ki'ilu, you're in the air, keneged hakarka, and the air keneged hakarka is all kodesh. From the karka up, everything is kodesh. So the Michas Chinuch asks on him, that what's the shaychus of amokim arbo arbo to the union of gagin lo niskadshu? If you say that gagin lo niskadshu, so if it's in the air, you're in amokim that's not the karka, so it should be that it's not kodesh. So, from here he brings a raya that the pshat is that it's all one mokum. When you're mekadesh the karka, so the whole mokum, like the avir and everything in the area, is also kodesh. So if you're in a mokum that's not called a mokum, it's less than dalet al dalet, so it's all the same area that became kodesh. If it's dalet al dalet, it's chulik a mokum for itself, so then you could say that it's not one mokum. That's all the shitosa of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that he says that everything that is in that mokum is stoma becomes kodesh. So if you have a new place that's a mocholik mokum, that's most of it's not stoma kodesh. The second teretz Tosfos says, "Oy deshlema demayri afilu beilon shanof of merubin v'avir Yerushalayim kirushalayim." That means the first teretz Tosfos says that the avir is because of the karka, it's kodesh. The second one is that avir Yerushalayim is kirushalayim. So even if they have enough of merubin, it's still in the avir of Yerushalayim. And over here, the Marsha says on that Tosfos. Everybody talks about this Marsha. Brotzo loymar deloyomro de gagri loy niskade shelo baavir azor deloy avik azor. Avloch avir b'Yerushalayim avik Yerushalayim. That means the whole din of gagin loy niskadshu is only in the azor and not in Yerushalayim. And everybody asks on the Marsha from the Sugyan Psochim that we might see soon, that the Sugyan Psochim says Mefurish that the Avir of Yerushalayim is also Tolu, Gagin of Yerushalayim is also Tolu in the Din of Gagin Lo Niskadshu. Akobanim, that was the Raya of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik to say that Stoma is Kodosh, so Memele and the branches, if they don't have a Mokim La'atzmoy, it's also like Yerushalayim to eat Maaser Sheni. The Brisker Rav, his brother, said that there isn't such a thing that a mokum should be kodesh by itself, that it should be called a one mokum with tazor. Only the pshat is they were mekadesh it. The differences are small, and that means the Brisker Rav is also moider that there's a Gemara about v'chein l'tfila, and there's a Rambam about chaburas korban pesach, which doesn't have to do with kedusha. Only says if it's called one mokum, l'mosho l'gabe tfila, and l'gabe. And legabe korban pesach, it's called one mokum stamazoy. So memele by vazor, since it's called one mokum, so we went and we're mekadesh it. But you need to be mekadesh. Without being mekadesh, it wouldn't become kodesh. And Tosfos Bema says that they have to be mekadesh. So both are modes, both svaras hold that it's tolui in being what's called one mokum. But the shaila is, do we have to be mekadesh it today to be able to eat kodshim or not? L'chura, that's what they were talking about. And there's the sugya in Pesachim that has to do with it. We'll read it from the Tur, and then the Shulchan Aruch. In the Tur it says in Simen Nun He, in Simen Nun He, that Silchas Birchas HaShachar talks about what's called a minyan, what's called 10 people together. So the Tur says V'tzorich Shiyu Kulam B'Sif Yud Gimel. Now it's in the Tur, it's also Sif Yud Gimel. V'tzorich Shiyu Kulam B'Mokim Echod, all the 10 people, V'shliach Tzibur Imoem, ואוימי תויך הפסח מן המשקף ולפנים כלפנים ממנו ולחוץ כלחוץ. From the mashkef means there's three parts. We'll read it in the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim says Gufe, o Gufe Kashe. Amres, the Mishnah says מנו אגב ולפנים כלפנים מנו אגב ולחוץ כלחוץ. With the Esbar of Rashi and the Yad Ephraim and the Shulchan Aruch is Ma'arich to be Masbir, how Rashi meant Pashtas it means, and that's how the Yad Ephraim says it, then Pashtas it means you have a room and a narrow corridor comes to the room. That's called the Agav. And inside, in the middle, there's a place where there's a door, a shar, and it closes. So there's Mino Agav v'lifnim is the part that's closer to the room, and then there's Mino Agav v'lachutz outside the door to the outside. Then there's the door itself, the area where the door itself closes, that's also a mokum. So here it says, Mino agav v'lifnim kelifnim. It's a din like inside, and you could eat there. It's the same room of Korban Pesach. It's the same room for kodshim legabe lishkos or whatever, and legabe tefillah. Mino agav v'lachutz kelachutz. Then the Gemara says, O gufe kashi. Amres mino agav v'lifnim kelifnim. Ho agaf atzmoi, where the door itself closes, is kelachutz, because you say only from inside. Eime seif im agaf v'lachutz kelachutz, ho agaf atzmoi is kelifni. So how are we done legabe the agaf itself, where the door closes? Lo kashi kan b'shari azora, kan b'shari Yerushalayim. There's a difference between shari azora and shari Yerushalayim. In one place, it's kodosh, in one place not. Dom Rab Shmuel Bar Avi Yitzchok Midim Pnei Malo in Iskat Shushar Yerushalayim Pnei Shemitzoroi Meginin Tachten Bechamo Pnei Achamo Bekshom Pnei Akshomim. Dom Rab Shmuel Bar Avi Yitzchok Pnei Malo in Iskat Shushar Nikno Mepnei Shemitzoroi Noim Din Shom Achnis In Yodom Behoines Yodom. So it comes out like this. All the Shorim of the Azora, all around the Azora, all the Shorim Chutz from Shar Nikno or Kodosh B'Kedushas Azora. And the Shar Niknor, they took out of it. They didn't be Mekadesh it, because over there they need the Mitzoroim. They come to put in their thumbs, their bonus, for Matan bonus, that they shouldn't have to go into the Azora. They stand Bachol in the Azora, and they stick in their fingers. So if you say, Bia b'miktsas lo shmei bia, it's not called going in, so they stick in their fingers, but say that. If it's called shmei bia, so it's Xeris HaKosu, that they should do Matan bonus, they should stick their fingers in. That's what Rashi says. That's the Gabe, the Sha'arim of the Azora. But Shari Yerushalayim, it says that all the Shari Yerushalayim are not Kodosh, B'Kedushas Yerushalayim, Kedei that the Mitzoroim, that they have to be Mishtalei Chutz L'machne, they should be able to be there and have shelter from the rain. So, here it says, we'll go back, the Torah says that Oimed Toicha Pesach, you're standing inside the Pesach, Minamashke Vilifnim Kilifnim. Imenu Vilachutz Kilachutz. When you're from inside the door, that's the Mashkev, that's the Pashtas, that's why the other Friday has Arichas to be Masber. But you Pashtas, this is what the Pshat is, that Minamashke Vilifnim, from the door and inside towards the room, is called like inside, and from door and outside, it's called like outside. It's Namitztar. So the Beis Yosef, he brings our Gemara here from Nagav Lachutz Agav Lifnim, and he says Begemara Makshe Reisha Sefer Pirush Rashi Agav Atzmoi Oyvi Ashal Min Anikisha Lifnim Shani Lekashe Obshar Yazor Obshar Yerushalayim Kloima The Shari Yerushalayim Noi Niskadesh Oyvion Mipnei Shemetzoroim Meginim Tachtem Shari Yazor Niskadesh Oyvion Mashma Lechuure. The Beis Yosef says the linian tziruf ledovah shebikdush agaf atzmoi kilifnim di lavde baal meavi kilifnim lo yom akadshin noise b'shari yazoro v'gam b'shari yosholayim milav neam tzoroi moim akadshin noise meaitayim. So he says it's mashman the Gemara that linian tziruf ledovah shebikdush be'derech klal agaf is kilifnim, only if you have a reason you say not to be mekadesh. So bepashtes it's kilifnim means like stom it's kilifnim, and it should be called a mokimechot. So if it's called like a mokemechot, so memele, you have to be mekadesh, and if you're not mekadesh, you have a reason, so you're not mekadesh, you leave it out. So over here you see that pashtes it's kilifnim. So the din would have been that the mina mashkev is everybody standing in the mashkev, and the agav should be like bifnim. Only in some places there are moitziyot. Avol rabbeinu Yeruchim kosav oimdim biskupas beis hakneses boivi ha-pesach, nearly shein imnin min asor shelifnim bebeis haknesses. Shareinu yisei amokem miklal abayis. Braya mipesach, naga velifnim, oivi ha-pesach is kilifnim, min aga velachutz kilachutz, vagaf atzmo ish oivi ha-pesach kilachutz, b'chein kosovo Rambam, that it's kilachutz. So from Rabbeinu Yeruchim you see different, that you don't say that bepashtes it should be like inside, and we say bepashtes it's like outside. If you want to be mekadeshit, you could go and be mekadeshit. That means one svar is that the Beis Yosef says that the sugya comes out that be'emes it's kilifnim. So could they not to be mekadesh? You have to have kavona. Vice kanir e, not to be mekadesh, you have a special kavona that these areas shouldn't be kodesh. Then the other hand, you have Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Rambam. He says b'chein kosov Rambam linya noitzos. Boso come and pesa mechabrose dagafats mechilachutz. Mashma di alfinomenei linyan tfile kedivir Rabbeinu Yeruchim. That will say, like the Rabbi Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that bepashtes it's kilachutz. If you want, you could be mekadeshit. So what do we see? That it's not called a mokem mechot. Then he says, Tnan, su beperiket satsoilin, achaloin is vevi achoimo kilifnim. Pirshah shechaloin is shebchoim is yoshlaim bevi rosh achoimo begoiva kilifnim. ואף על גב דבוי וישורים לא ימרינו נוחי אוסם אוסם כדם פרשתם גמום נאם צוירוים. So he says משמן בייס יוסף, he says that the חלוין is בוי ויחוי מו is כלפנים, but בוי וישורים we didn't say כוסם נאם צוירוים, וגם בזה כוסם רמב״ם נהיין קורבן פסח קורמה ואיססו אוסם בגמורה עליוס לא נסקדשו. And רבן ירוחם said nearly בכל זה דין לבייס הכנסס. So it's mashma in the Beis Yosef that he says chalonis shabayi v'achoyma and the goiva is kodesh. Afal gav the boi v'ashorim is not, because of that there was mitzoroim. So it's mashma in the Beis Yosef that he's saying that the chalonis boi v'achoyma is memele kodesh like inside. So it's mashma here that he have the two days if memele it's kodesh or memele it's not kodesh. And the gra on this, he says like this. On the sif that it says the Beis Yosef paskens kilachutz, tzorich sheyu kol asorah b'mokim echot b'shatzi moem v'oimed b'soich ha-pesach min agav v'lachutz dainu k'shesoiger ha-deles b'mokim pnimis sholevi ha-deles v'lachutz. That means from the inside, from where the door closes to the outside is lachutz. That means Oivia Deles is also klaut. Mimoket. So he says Rabbeinu Yeruchem, Ukemosh Omar Sham Hogufe Kashye. Then the Gemara says Loi Kashye, Kan Mishari Yoir, Kan Mishari Yoir, Kan Mishari Yerushalayim, Kan Mishari Azor. And the old Rabbi Ruchamot Mid, the Torah Lekedushi, because it says they have to be Mekadesh, they're Shorim, Shmamino Deino, Miklal Pnim, Mistome. That Bistome, it's not from the inside, so Mamela, it's like the outside. Chain Kosovo Rambam, Perektes, Milchus, Koban, Pesach, Aloch, Aleph. The Agaf Atzmoi, Kilachutz, Linia, Noitzos, Minabais. The Rambam also wrote in Koban Pesach that Min Agaf Atzmoi, Kilachutz, that was that kedei that it should be kadosh, it should be like inside. You have to be mekadosh it, but bepashtes it's kelachutz. Memeil lekabi korban pesach it's kelachutz. Lechura nira lehefech. Lechura it says not like the Rambam. The Rambam said kilu from the Gemara that it comes out that it's kelachutz, but lechura it's mashma lehefech. The mistome is kelifnim. Mistome these places the agaf is like pinim. Elo de bimechruven hinichu milekadesh, k'mo shomar shom begemore, that they weren't mekadesh, they had a reason not to be mekadesh. So be'emes, it should be kelifnim. That means bestomets, kelifnim, it's a moke mechot. Well, if you want, you have to not be mekadesh. Chen kosav Beis Yosef, that the Beis Yosef wrote, that the Beis Yosef read at the end, that he says, chalon yisvoy v'yachoymo, afal pi that by the shorim we didn't say that was a tam, that it shouldn't be. So mistome it's kelifnim, just like chalon is voivi achoimo. Vaf le pirushei tzorichir, de lo igora mechotzer ktano shenifretzo le gdoilo, di miyot eshat shom it's tovin. So then he brings a kasha that a chotzer ktano with a chotzer gdoilo should be mitzav, that's another kasha. A koponim, it's a mashma from the gro that he learned, just like Beis Yosef brings the two timing, it's mashma that if it's tome kelifnim, so it could be, it didn't have to really be mekadesh, it's kodesh with the kedusha that they're mekadesh da azora. So I'm not sure here if it's with the Tosfos or without the Tosfos. To say that it's Kodesh without being Mekadesh, or it means with the Tosfos that the Kiddush helps Memela for that. Pashtus the Gro would mean without being Mekadesh. Only it's Kilifnim. And he says that if you want to not be Mekadesh, you have to have a Kavona Bedavka. I guess the Kavona helps. With Kedavka that it shouldn't be Kodesh. So Lechura, we see that it's a machlekes, the Rambam Ben Yerucham, and Mitzad Sheni, you have the svara that the Beis Yosef says that means how to be medayek from from this deed. They're both shittas. And the Magen Avraham brings down in that din, in Simen Nun Hei, the Magen Avraham brings down from Sefer Tanya, Sofa Pnimis, Pirush Demokim Sgira Sadeles, Havi Kilachutz. Ube Sefer Tanya Posak Davi Kilifnim. So that's the two shittas. Also, to add on to this inyan of the svar of the Brisker Rav, there's a Brisker Rav in Yochas Mechusrei Kapora that he talks about. There's a Tosfos in Yevomis of Zion. Tosfos says about Char Nichnor. It says Afal Bishen Tvulir Mecho Acher Nichnas Zeh Nichnas Mutav Shio V'Yes Yesh Bekos V'Yitches Shen Bekos. Says Nen Nichnas. שצורך לו ולהרבייס למד בשער ניקנור להכניס יודו ולעזור וליתן לו מן אדם בבהונס בשער ניקנור לא נזכד שהוא כתאמרו להם בקיצת צוילת שכל השעורים נזכד שהוא חוץ משער ניקנור ששום מצוי רואה מדומכניס יודו לבהונס So Tosfos asked if you needed a place for the מצוירות to stand and be מכניס יודו לבהונס לא מנימנו בשביל כך מלכד שום יעמוד בעזרס נושם יכניס יודו ולשער ניקנור בי מקדש לשער ניקנור So the Shar Nichnor is Azora, and you'll stand the Metzorah and the Ezras Noshim behind the Shar Nichnor, and he'll stick his yad lebo'inus into the Shar Nichnor. Upiresh Rivon, the ain't ze lifnei Hashem, the rehave ba'avir Azora. It's not called lifnei Hashem because he's not in the Avir Azora. He's standing his lebo'inus or in the Shar Nichnor. It's not called Avir Azora. Ve'inire, Dia v'kodesh k'kedusha zohar havi shapir lifnei Hashem. So it's a machlokes here. The Tosfos says no. If you would have been mekadesh arniknor, would be called lifnei Hashem. So memeil it is lifnei Hashem. And the Rivon says that even if it would be kodesh b'kedusha zohar, it wouldn't be called lifnei Hashem. It seems to be a machlokes. The Briskarov is ma'arich on it, that the Rivon holds that even if it doesn't have, even if it has kedusha zohar, but it's not called lifnei Hashem. And the Rabbeinu Tam and the Veinire holds that the kedusha already makes it called lifnei Hashem. So, in the Rivon, that he says that even if it has kedusha, it's not called lifnei Hashem. So you see, the Briskarov said that you need kedei to be mekadosh other areas, you need to be mekadosh it, but it's not stoma called a moker mechot. If you would say that it's called bestoma a moker mechot, so then it would be also called avir azora, would be called like a chelik of the azora. If the Briskarov is marich to say that kedei to be called lifnei Hashem, it does, even if it has a kedusha, but lifnei Hashem it's not called, so it's mashma they need extra kedusha to be mekadosh it, like the lishitosa. But b'emes, if pashtus, it's mashma like that. Then Rabbeinu Tam says, "V'im Rabbeinu Tam dosi b'shvil takonas mitzrayim sham d'shom shiogin alim." So Rabbeinu Tam uses what the Gemara said in Pesachim, that the Shari Yerushalayim were not kodosh because they needed a shelter for the mitzrayim. So also in the Beis Hamikdash, they needed the same shelter. So b'emes, it could have been that you should see in there's Rasnoshim and stick in the Machnish Yod of Lebahoinus into there. There's Tosfos in Yume. There's two Tosfos in Yume. The Gemara says in Yume Daf Chofei that Lishkas Agozis Shmamino, Om Rabbi Shmamino, that Lishkas Agozis is Chetzio Bakredesh Vechetzio Bachol. That half of it is Kodesh and half of it is Chol. Vishmamino Shnei Psochim Oyula, Echot Pasuach Bakredesh, Vechot Pasuach Bachol. Why? Because the Gemara said that they used to do a pais. Pais is like a lottery. That means they made a goro to see who does which avodah. Every morning they stood all the Kohanim around and they started out from one coin at random, and from him went Mishochet, Mizorik, Mimikabele Saddam, all the things. So that pais had to be Beveis Elokim Nehalech Berogesh. That means the Gemara says it has to be in Amokim Kodesh Beveis Elokim Kedei Lahargish Et Azor. It's covered for the Azorah that there's a seabor there. And if you do it, so the Gemara says that you do it in the Lishkas Agozis Shmamino that has Kedusha Kodesh like the Azorah. And then the Gemara says that the Zokin Yoshim B'marova, that means the one who's Memune, to see that everything from the pies works out good, he sits in the Mairov of the Lishka Sagozis. I Ein Yeshiva Ba'azor Elo L'malche Beis David. There's a medrash that a Kohen Gadol could also sit by Eli Yoshim. But Koponim Ein Yeshiva Ba'azor Elo L'malche Beis David that we talked about maybe 7 years ago, I was sure on that. So, and there's three Rashis. There's a Rashi here in Yuma that he says, Lamid l'shoris ha'imdim shom lifnei Hashem is mashma, then d'azor you stand. You don't sit, even though it's talking about the avoidah. And then there's a Rashi in Sanhedrin that he says, Zaloch l'moshim esina, and a Rashi in Sota it says, not there achet. Koponim ein yeshiva b'azor l'machim beis dovid bilvat. So how does the zokin yoshev b'lishka zagozis? There's a raya that a chetzio is chol. And it's also a tesefta. The tesefta says in my sosheni, if there's a lishka, that's chetzio b'kodesh, chetzio b'chol, has two dloses. So the chelik, the one delis is moshech to kodesh, one delis is moshech to chol. So the chelik that's boni b'kodesh is kodesh, the chelik that's boni b'chol is chol. So it's half and half. Half is kodesh b'kodesh ha-sazor, and half is not. And the lishka sagoz is kayodua, the Sanhedrin sat in the chelik that was chol. And had two psochim, echot pasuach lechol, echot pasuach lekodesh. So then Tosfos here says, Tosfos brings the Gemara in Zvachim Daf to Zion that to eat Kodshim you could sit in the Azores. The Shaila is, how could you sit in the Azora in Yeshiva Bazol Malchim Beis David Bilvad? So then Tosfos says, one teretz is that it's Tzorech Avoda, that eating is a Tzorech Avoda because the Bailim are Miskapri. And then Inami Yeshloim Ahanu Taimed Demut Oleshev Lechel Kodshim Debachilas Kodshim Ksiv LeMoshcho. It's Likdula Kedosh Amlochim Moichlim Bainu Miyushev. It's Kilo, it says a Posek that you're allowed to sit for eating korbonos. Avalein letaz, I would add on, it says, there's a Tosfos somewhere that it says that you're allowed to bring in chulin, that's letzorch, if you have to eat it together with kochim, it helps, or chardol, so it helps to eat the kochim. So even when you're eating that chulin, that's letzorch, the achilas kochim, you're also allowed to sit. Avalein letaritz, Tosfos says you can't say it, there's demut or lechul miyushev, belishkois abnuyus bachol upsuchis lakoydesh. Shein kazor al achilas kodshe kodoshim, datoro ripso chatzeris harbe, v'leishiv shom muto, k'mo sheinon chashuvin kazor lichay v'leim shum tume, k'disa bezeo mekoima. It brings our Gemara nun vav, that the Gemara says that it's kodosh just legabi achila, and legabi tume and other things, it's not kodosh b'kedusha zazorah. Memel, if it doesn't have a shen azorah, so you're allowed to sit in it, so it says you can't say it, o b'shmaitin mashma, d'leishiv nami, havi kazor atzmo. Also, Leishvon. Our sugya here, Daf Chofei, it's mashma that's not a teretz to be able to sit, because the Gemara says in Alishko they're not allowed to sit. Memela, it's a raya that in that Tosfos wanted to say that you could sit and eat kodshim. You're sitting in the lishochos that has a din. The lishkos have a din of kodsh of kedusha legabi achila, but legabi sitting you're allowed to sit. So Tosfos says, no, here you see it's a lishko. And still, you're not allowed to sit in the mokim that is kedusha. So the Marsha says that's not a raya gemura, because Harzugi and Daf Chofei and Yuma is talking about where it's bonui b'kodesh, it's bnuya b'kodesh, and has also a delis l'kodesh. That chelik is in the kodesh. So memel over there, maybe ain't yeshiva, but what's the raya from there? That maybe balashochas habnuyas b'choil upsuchis l'kodesh. That kedusha is only chatzar oil moed legabi achila, but it doesn't have a shem azora. The Gabi Ein Yeshiva Bazaros. Then there's the Rabbi Kivega. The Rashash brings it down. There's a Rabbi Kivega that he says, Raya Minei Ubei from the Gemara. How did Abaye say, Shmamino that Chetzio is Kodesh? Maybe not Chetzio is Kodesh. Maybe the whole thing is Choil. But because it's Posuach, that a Delis La Kodesh, so Memele, that's why you're not allowed to sit. So why did he have to say that it's Chetzio Bakodesh? What's the right that Chetzio is Bakodesh? Shmamino, that it's the same din. If it would be a boni bachol and pasuach lekodesh or chetzer bakodesh, so it would be the same din. The MSI found that it's a tosefta in Meiser Sheni, in Perik Beis of Meiser Sheni, and the Yerushalmi brings it down in Perik Gimel of Meiser Sheni Alocha Dalet, that it says there that if there's a lishko that's bonui bachol and has two doors, one lakodesh and one lachol, so it doesn't have kedusha. It's kulay chol, it's not kodesh. That means that it's what I understand from there is that when do we say you go bosa the pesach? That's the pesach to go in. So if it has a pesach lachol, it's kovea that it's chol. If it has a pesach lakodesh, it's kovea that it's kodesh. It has two psachim, so you go after what it's built, where it is. In fact, Tosfos Yeshanim says in Yom and Tosfos Arosh and Shavuos, they say that if a shlish is bakodesh and a two shlish or bachol, you don't divide it half and half, because it has two doors, it should take two, like in Baba Basra, that if there's a chotzer with doors, you're divided lefi piskeh. Well, he says it goes lefi where it's bonoi. But if you have a lishko that's bemez bonoi bachol, so there's no reason to go after the delis that has kodesh. There you have a delis lechol, so it remains chol. There's no reason to make it kodesh. Lechura, that should be a stira to what Rabbi Kivega is saying, and even the Marsha didn't bring it down. The Marsha says ain't a raya gemura. Another Tosfos there is in Daf Ches Amud Beis, Ligabi Lishkas Parhedrin. So Shaila's Lishkas Parhedrin, how could the Kohen Gadol sleep there? V'yesh meforshin de Lishkas Parhedrin oiso psucho la kodesh. Vafal gavdim ken kodesh avoy ven yeshenin bo. Was posuach la kodesh. How could you sleep there? Posuach la kodesh says in the Mishnah Maaseh Sheni, the Gemara that we read, that it's kodesh. Yeshloi mar kivon shebnuyo b'chol. Upsucho la kodesh. V'niid detoich ha kodesh linyan achilas kodshe kodoshim kedemashma bezeo mekoimon. Miumuto leishev bo velishon bo. Duloi kodsho legamri ke kedusha sazor. It doesn't have a complete kedusha of azor. Toma bezeo mekoimon dein chayon en kozat meima nechnosim shabach. Na miumuto leishev velishon bo. So this Tosfos result is not like the Tosfos and Daf Chofei. Tosfos here says that it's only kodosh legabi achila, but it doesn't have kedusha sazor legamri. And it's mutar leishev bo. Just like it's no din, it doesn't have a machne shchina legabe tume, so it's mutar leishev bo. Okay. And then Tosfos says, v'loi nehire k'demashma lekamon gabi zokin yoshu b'marovo, dein yeshiva b'leshoches abnuyas b'choylu p'suches l'kodesh. It's that the end of Tosfos is like the Tosfos in Daf Chofei. I'll go upon him, there's one shita of a yesh mefalshin that if it's a lishka, that's b'nuya b'chol, u'pasuach l'kodesh, there is a din that it's mutar leishibah. That means it doesn't have a shem azorah. It just has a din of chotzer and moed l'gabi achila. There's the Gemara in Psochim that we said. The Gemara says, Omar Rav Gagin v'aliyos lo niskachu. Rashi says, Ben Gage Yerushalayim b'kedushas Yerushalayim l'kodshim kalim. Ben Gage lishkos ha'azor b'kedushas ha'azor l'kedushas kodshe kodoshim. That means both things. Gam Gagin of Yerushalayim and Gam Gagin of the Azor. The Marsho we read before Makkos, the Marsho we learned, he says that in Yerushalayim we don't say Gagin lo niskachu, only is niskachu, so it's a stira. So Gagin v'aliyos lo niskachu. It's Yadua, it's good to mention now that the Ravid in Midas or Tomid, the Ravid says that the Gagin lo niskachu in the Gabi this din of Gagin lo niskachu, he says that's only Gagin that were there b'shas they made the kedusha and they weren't mekadosh them. But if there's a new Gagin that came in, so memela that is niskadosh. That does have kedusha. It's an afkemina. They bring it. The Rabbi Yoshi brings it. The Gabi the Koso. That if you say the Koso is a crooked wall that goes up, so how could you stand on the top where it's crooked, but over there you're standing kilu in the avir of the Beis Hamikdash? So they said Gagin lo niskachu, since it's filled up with dirt. So Gagin lo niskachu. But if you say Lefi the Ravid, so it's dirt that came later. The whole thing is not clear because even if the wall is crooked, it was made crooked, it's a crooked straight wall. It's not a crooked wall. There's something like that with Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said the Gabi Gudachis that Tel HaMislakit, that's a crooked wall. So you don't say Gudachis because each piece is like a mechitzim by itself. All together becomes a mechitzim, but it's not. But Amos the Chazanish is a supposed to think. If you say a crooked wall is a straight wall, that means it's also a wall, mechitza. So if the mechitza doesn't have to be exactly straight, it could move a little. So it could move to a certain degree, tell me, like asora mitoch, dalet mitoch asora, tel ha-mislaget. It's also a mechitza, but it's not a crooked wall. It's a mechitza that's straight. The same thing that a straight mechitza does, also a crooked mechitza does. So even if you say the kosos is lefi de shita, it's chemes ha-azora, first days. That if, even if it's crooked, but you could stand in the avir of it, because the avir is outside, it's a crooked straight wall. Koponim, the Gemara says, Gagin v'aliyos lo niskachu. Eini v'homa rav mishum rebchia kezeise pischa v'alei lepoka igra. When they ate the kezeis of Pesach and Halo, so they were on the roof, and the roof was going to break because of the noise, the rash that they did when they ate, when they read the Halo, was poka igra. It sounded like the roof was gonna split, was gonna crack. My love, the achli biigre, v'amri biigre, that they ate on the roof and they said hallo on the roof. So you see that gagin iskachu l'achilas kol pesach. So it's good.